How you feeling?
I think I'm sick.
It's 5 after 3. I might get up. It's really bright outside. The moon is doing good things.
Okay.
We're in Maine. It's 3 in the morning. We woke up and now we're going up to meet everybody. We're gonna do this, plant this tree. Nope. We're gonna plant this plant, the bishop's fort.
Yeah, it's not much of a tree.
It's so not a tree. I'm just tired.
Okay.
Let's go. I guess I should explain why I slept in a van and woke up sick at 3 in the morning on a cold, bright March night. It's because of dreams. Bad dreams. Last year, I came to stay with friends on Maine. They said I could sleep in a trailer at the end of Mill Road. It was a beautiful summer day, but I went to sleep and I had the worst dreams. Dreams about my sister and a swimming pool and a bomb. When I told them what had happened, they said I wasn't the first one who'd had bad dreams near Mill Road.
Oh yeah, I've been hearing about it and experiencing it for the whole time I've lived here. We were down on the other end, near the Mill Road. I woke up in the morning and was like, oh my god, I can't not talk about this. I just had the creepiest dream ever. And then Kian was like, I did too. And I was like, honestly, I've been having creepy dreams for like the entire time that we've been here, the last month. And they were like, no way, me too.
Lately, they've been like not the style of nightmare that I have usually. Like, they've been really gory. I mean, I was watching Buffy, so I'm sure that had something to do with it.
We never really tell people before they come that people have bad dreams, and then people just always bring it up.
On the edge of the clearing in the forest, right next to a cedar tree, with this deciduous tree. And there was one night when I had a very intense dream in that spot. And it was one of those dreams that, like, the setting is where you are. And the tree was in my dream. I still don't know what kind of tree it is because it looks planted. It was mostly just violence. In that exact spot. It was kind of like a work site. I felt like I wasn't supposed to be there.
Okay, so I was having a dream about like the moon being so close to the earth that like it lit stuff on fire, which doesn't make sense because I don't think the moon's hot. In my dream, I woke up and I was wondering how the ground could be warm and just like walking, looking at my feet. And then when I looked up, I realized that I wasn't on the usual path. I was actually like on a path that doesn't exist toward that spot where Anna slept that night by the tree. That end of the land was like where the mill used to be. And it was a dead end road. And like people threw their garbage. Like it was just kind of treated like a dump. And I just wonder if any kind of shady stuff happened.
It's 3:33, right? That is the...
Oh. Okay, so what is it? The witching hour or something?
Yeah, it's like the time when the most supernatural activity happens or whatever. Everyone on the internet is talking about it.
So. But after our 3:33 conversation, the witching hour, I was having a really bad dream. And then I was like, I'm gonna look at the clock. And it was 3:33, and yeah. I'm not joking.
So it might be a good time to confront it. Because it doesn't feel scary once you're awake. Oof, that sounds scary, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you brought the plant, right?
Oh my gosh, it's tiny.
Oh, it's so much cuter than I expected.
Yeah. Do you have a spot picked out in, or a spot in mind?
No. What about right here?
Yeah, didn't it say the online the witching hours between 3 and 4?
Mm-hmm. Damn, we have 11 minutes. Yeah. I don't know if that's how you say it, but I'm just gonna say betony is what we're planting. I looked at what some like Irish traditions for like cleansing, and the plant that I found was betony, that it's good to keep away sorcery, planted in churchyards to prevent activity by ghosts, all that kind of stuff. It also says that, I guess it's a cure for drunkenness, eat betony or the powder thereof, and you cannot be drunken that day. It's supposed to prevent frightful nocturnal goblins and terrible sights and dreams.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Except for goblins. It was a full moon in Libra yesterday. I don't know if it fully transfers over to planting, but I feel like it does. The best time to make like a sauerkraut is right after a full moon that's been in a water sign, which it was not, but it's about to be.
What time is it?
3:32.
Time really stands still at this time.
At the witching hour.
What's our end of the agreement? The plant?
I guess.
Yeah, for now. 3:33.
3:33, right. Folks.
Okay, let's do it.
Sweet dreams.
Yeah, sweet ones would be great.
Sweet dreams.